Hello.
Hi, Deborah. This is Sid. How are you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I hope I didn't call you at a bad time.
No, where are you calling from?
I'm calling in from Forest Spice Houses. I spoke to you around noon on Friday. You were going out the
Oh
door.
yes. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, my phone is messed up. Sometimes I can answer calls, sometimes I can't. Sometimes it just has a mind of its own. But what is the name of your company?
It's called Forest Spice Houses.
You spell that for me? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Sure.
Go ahead.
It's Forest, Forrest,
Okay.
Spice Houses.
Forest by houses.
Yeah, Forest Spice Houses. It's just
Okay, forest.
Spice with an S.
Oh, okay, forest. Okay. All right. So, all right. So, what is your situation here? What do you do?
We are a real estate investment company. You told me on Friday that you guys are planning on selling your house, 460 Thompson Avenue.
Yes. I'll tell you what the situation is. This is actually my mother's house, and she passed away, and she has a reverse mortgage on the house. The house is just it's basically just me, and I had intended on fixing the house up a little, so that my mom could move back in here, at least in the downstairs area for a little while, because that's what she wanted. But I wasn't able to get enough assistance to get it done, unfortunately, before she passed away. And it's just entirely too big for me, to do the upkeep. I'm not in a situation where I could, assume or the loan or refinance or anything like that. So, there's no, I mean, they, there's, that they retired, the reverse mortgage has a, it's called a HECC block or something, a HECC block loan on it or something like that. I don't recall what it's actually called, but, so basically, they have a couple options that we can do short sales or buy the house outright or, they gave us a couple of options. So, I'm just ready to get out. The house is it's a very everybody's kind of had all their stuff in here, and I've been trying to kind of just get that out, but it's kind of hard for me to do a lot of it on my own. And houses in this area. It's a beautiful home. My grandfather actually built the house. It's just this is where I grew up, too. So and then like I said, I'm single, and my intention was to be able to get a little profit out so I could get a place of my own. And I had intended on being able to sell some things that were around here. And my dad kind of went a little bit crazy after my mother passed away, and he just took everything and put it in storage. He's 80 years old. I don't know what he thinks he's going to do with it. But anyway, I'm just trying to find some options, to try to just, get enough for me to get out and get started again. And I know that the prices of the homes in this area are running in the high fours, I don't think the house needs a whole lot of, I need it needs some TLC, some some paint and fixer upper and stuff like that. But basically, I'm not sure exactly what the payoff is right now, but it's around maybe 320. But every month that passes by, this reverse mortgage charges all these, fees, and it's getting crazy. And quite frankly, I just really want to get out.
Right. Okay. What I can do for you is let me reach out to Forrest. You know, he's the owner of the company and our numbers guy, basically. And he can run his numbers and get back to you. Hopefully, by end of today, he has a dental implant today. Or if not today, then tomorrow, probably. Just to be safe, can we schedule it for 12:30 p.m. tomorrow?
For what time?
12:30.
Give me a call tomorrow at 12:30. Is that what you said?
Yes. Forrest can talk about it.
Yeah, that should be fine. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And like I said, it's in a nice location. We live in a little tiny town. We're a peninsula, so we're surrounded by water on three sides. There's two stoplights. You come over one bridge, get to another one, go a couple blocks, get to the other one, go back over the other bridge, and you're out. Or you take a left at the stoplights and head on out to the country, it's rated very high in the school systems are wonderful. They're always ranked real high in the state. And so a lot of people like to, you know, it is a good place to live. And this house is like one of maybe two or three out of the entire town that is not smack dab on the road. So it's, you know, it's set back. So that's a nice thing too.
Right. And ma'am, are you currently living here alone?
Yes, I have a friend that's been staying here helping me out a little bit, and that's about it.
Sorry?
Yeah, I have a friend that's been staying here with me and helping me out, you know, with, just the basic upkeep and still just, you know, packing and clearing out and stuff like that until, you know, I can find somewhere.
Okay. All right. Let me reach out to Forrest and he'll give you a call back after running his numbers. And everything tomorrow around 12:30.
Okay, 12:30 tomorrow. And that's today's Monday, right?
Yes, Monday.
So it'll be Tuesday. Okay. And this is your phone number, 455-808-804?
Yes.
Okay. Where are you located out of?
We are located in Ashland.
Ashland. Okay. I guess you probably know where West Point is.
Yes.
Okay. All right, then. Yep. I got it written down. 12:30 tomorrow.
Perfect, ma'am. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Bye. You too. Bye.